the reason why all of this happened, Trump and all of the rest of the stuff that you talked about with the labor board and the failure of card check under the Obama administration, is the result, I think, of the fact that organized labor has been a captured constituency within the Democratic Party since about 1935, right? And so the result is that labor has been largely ignored by the Democratic Party, because where else are we going to go? That's at least the assumption. That's what they tell us when we complain about the fact that we're not getting any pro-labor legislation through. And at the same time, we're unhoped for by the political establishment within the Republican Party, right? And so they feel free to basically hammer us with right-to-work laws because they're not going to get any endorsements from us anyway. And so what you have with this election is a particular sector of the labor movement that more or less felt like they had been a forgotten constituency within the party system, and I think for actually good political reasons. I don't actually believe that they ought to have voted for Donald Trump, because I think they're going to get nothing, and actually I think they're going to be attacked. But, you know, if you think about the Trump campaign, right, you think about what he said, that, you know, the white working class has been a forgotten people in this country, and you will not be forgotten anymore. You don't have a voice in Washington. I am your voice. He talked about trade deals. He talked about deindustrialization, the outsourcing of good union jobs overseas, and all of the rest of it. I mean, I think that the Democratic Party and the top leadership in the AFL bear a great deal of responsibility for not having, you know, put together a coherent agenda for an inclusive economic democracy that, you know, these folks who eventually defected to Donald Trump could actually understand, adhere to, and be loyal to.